Saturday, October 9th, 2021, 6:14 a.m. Okay, I got up a little late today. I got up a little before 5. I actually got quite a bit of rest, I guess. I'm not going to paint today. I decided to go on the computer, so I thought I'd make another posting here and post that. I came in here, looked at the painting, and the potato falling down out of the spacious skies. I don't know if that looks like a meteorite or an asteroid or not. Who knows, huh? Who knows? Okay. So another thing I was looking at was the bottom of the painting, which I've kind of been ignoring recently. The bottom and the left-hand bottom. I've got to redraw the Great Reset result. Reset button. The Great Reset button result. That is what it's doing. Because Bart Simpson's about to press it. I got to deal with the mountains. Maybe change that to something else. I don't know what I would change that to. What would I change that to? Because that's what I see when I go to Mount Diablo. Is a bunch of windmills in front of it. Ruining the aesthetics of the land. Yeah. I don't know, maybe something else needs to be done here. Who knows? Maybe I'd just put this up for a while and not work on it again. That sounds like an idea. Go back to another painting or start another painting or something. Like I said, getting to the point where I wanted to make another type of painting. Yeah. Anyway, so what's going on in the world? Nothing. Nothing much. Okay, so I went to like 3 different stores the other day looking for firm organic tofu. And, of course they didn't have it. They had some, my usual stores, and I won't name them here, but the two stores that are closest to my house had extra firm tofu, non-organic and organic actually. And I don't really care for that. It's just a little too firm. It's kind of like it's like cheese, but not quite as hard as cheese, I guess. Of course, it's a different texture altogether. Unless you're talking about Mexican cheese, and it's kind of like tofu. Mexican cheese is some kind of Mexican cheese. And anyway, so I went there, and yeah, I went around yesterday. Went down to buy some more coffee just in case. Because this is a supply chain problem occurring in this world, at least in the U.S. Because they can't get enough truckers to truck the stuff off the docks once it's unloaded. So, people that want to be truckers have an opportunity to become truckers. Who wouldn't take that opportunity, I'm sure some of the problem of that is that you got to take a drug test. I know you have to take a drug test for that, because they don't want people, and periodically go through a drug test. AT&T, the outside plant technicians, which are really the linemen, the guys that actually put poles in the ground, pull the cable in, set it up, blah blah blah. Those guys have to have the next, the real commercial license because they drive these big giant diesel trucks that are, you know, I don't know. I really don't know much about it because I don't drive them. But so they have to get drug tested randomly and by surprise. And over the course of the years, some guys have failed that test. And one guy, a nice guy too, really liked him. He failed the test, and so he was fired for a while. But then they got his job back. But then he got, failed the test again after, shortly after. So I guess he didn't really want to give up smoking dope. Anyway. So I guess it also, if you get drug tested, they send you out that morning. And if you're hungover, I think that's another ding for that. So where was I going with all that? Oh, yeah. And okay, just keep looking at the painting, and there's stuff I want to do, but I know I'm not going to have time to do what I really want to do today. So maybe I'll hit it tomorrow. I'll try to get up earlier tomorrow and really work on it. But anyway, so yesterday I decided to go to the one market that I haven't been to this for very much since the epidemic the pandemic started. I did go there several times, but not as much often as we used to go there at least once a week. And it's the it's called the Korean Plaza Market. And originally, I think it's out of the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area. And they opened one here in Rancho Cordova. And I walked in there, and it hadn't changed one bit. They had all sorts of stuff. And walked over to the tofu area, and they had tons of tofu, you know? And oh, yeah, another thing is that I've been drinking this non-alcoholic beer, and it's the only one that tasted that good that where I can get it at my closest store that I have here. I won't name it. Is the Heineken non-alcoholic beer, you know? Because then they have other stuff. They have like O'Doul's, which really it does stink, and they have St. Pauli's Girl, which tastes more like soda pop, and some other one that I forget what the name of it, but it misses the mark altogether. So when I went to Korean Plaza Market, they had not only had all the tofu, they had a wide variety of non-alcoholic beer, including Coors, which is my favorite. I couldn't believe it. You know, I said, well, let me get some of these. And what else? Yeah, the one thing that they look kind of sparse. Well, maybe because it was what? What was yesterday? Friday. Well, I don't know. It looked kind of sparse was the fish department, which they really have a great fish department there. So that looked a little sparse than what it used to, but still there was, you know, stuff that was that you can't get anywhere else fresh. And going in the midday yesterday was kind of nice because on the weekends it is crowded. It is so crowded there. All the people, all the immigrants that are there, you know, the Slavics, the Hispanics, the whatever, the Asians, you know, they all go to that store because they can pretty much find stuff from home back in there, or at least something that's familiar to them. So I had to really read the the tofu thing to find out, okay, is this organic and is it firm, you know? Because it had all this other Asian writing on there. So I bought four of them in case the supply chain breaks down on that. And so they were all good till late November anyway, so I figured we'll get those done before the way before that. But yeah, so some stores are the supply chain seems to be not too good for some reason. And And the one at Korean Plaza was not that bad. I gotta stop looking at this painting because I can't think when I'm looking at it. There's so much stuff that needs to get done to it. Or changed, you know. Anyway, so let me make this a short one. Let me get on the computer and deal with some stuff on there that needs to get dealt with anyway. Yeah, I've kind of been ignoring that. So, talk to you later.